Mobility Matters is supported with funding from the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration in the interest of information exchange. The NJTPA and FHWA assume no liability for its contents.
Traveling down the turnpike, heading for the shore. A thought just then occurred to me I never thought before. I've been a lot of places, seen pictures of the rest. But of all the places I can't think of, I like Jersey best.
Good morning, and welcome to this episode of Mobility Matters. I'm your host, Bill Neary. I want to thank you for joining us today. For those who are new to the show, I'm the executive director of Keep Middlesex Moving. It's Middlesex County's nonprofit transportation management association. And for over 30 years, KMM has been working with commuters, with employers, and with local, county, and state governments to reduce traffic congestion and improve the air quality. We promote and support carpools, van pools, mass transit, bicycling, and walking programs. We provide timely information about road and transit conditions. We present safety programming for children, for teens, and adults of all ages. And we play an important role in regional development and planning. So how we have to discuss how regional planning works and how our imaginary borders of our home rule affects what we're going to be doing in our day-to-day lives in terms of traffic, development, and economic growth. So the topic focuses on regional planning today. And we have members of the Central Jersey Transportation Forum are here to discuss these transportation problems, issues, and the future, and how the land uses that we're going to be experiencing will impact on mobility and what's going to be occurring for all of our lives looking into the future. Our guests today are Jacqueline Davis. Jacqueline is a senior planner for Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission. George Verberides is the director of Officer County and Planning Department for the Infrastructure Management of Middlesex County. Matthew Lawson is the principal planner for the Transportation Mercer County Planning Department, and Walter Lane is director of Planning Department of Public Works Planning Division for Somerset County. So let's begin our first segment talking to Jackie Davis. Jackie is a senior planner at Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission. I think that's – we always use our alphabet soup, DVRPC, to make it simple because the DVRPC is an MPO.
It is.
Which is – so I think it's important to start right by break down some of these letters. An MPO is a
– MPO is a metropolitan planning organization. It's a planning organization that's federally mandated for any metropolitan area that has over 50,000 people in population. So – DVRPC, or the Delaware Valley Planning Commission, is the MPO that's federally mandated for the greater Philadelphia region.
By federally mandated, we mean all federal funding also.
That's right.
That's an important part to put into the category. Is when we're looking at transportation dollars being spent on a federal level, it goes through an MPO.
Yes.
New Jersey has three MPOs. The two that we work with directly is with you at DVRPC. And in Middlesex County here, we work with the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority, the NJTPA.
That's right.
So now we, as part of this MPO, DVRPC, NJTPA world, we look at a regional planning type of programs, and a Central Jersey Transportation actually merges these two organizations to discuss these issues together on a regional level. So can you explain some of the things about what the forum does and how we do our missions, our goals?
Yeah, so the Central Jersey Transportation Forum, or that's CJTF if you want another acronym, it's a civic planning organization that is centered in Middlesex, Somerset, and Mercer counties in central New Jersey. It's been around for many decades in several different forms. Back in 1987, it started as Middlesex Somerset Mercer Regional Council. It transformed into the Regional Planning Partnership. And eventually in 1999, it took on its current name and form, the Central Jersey Transportation Forum. It's focused on a couple of the main corridors that go through central New Jersey and the transportation and land use issues that arise out of traffic congestion that happens through there. Those are the US 1, US 130, and the US 206 corridors. And the forum and its membership, which includes the municipalities within those three counties in central Jersey, has a couple of priorities for the region. They are linking land use and transportation, creating east-west access, since those corridors I mentioned are all north-south, and supporting transit. The forum has a formal voting structure. It has a steering committee that acts as kind of the agenda setting branch, and then an action team, which is the implementation arm. We meet 3 to 4 times a year to talk about those main issues of planning and transportation.
Well, I think one of the key points you're talking about is we're discussing regional planning. The forum itself is obviously open to lots of different groups and different organizations, mm-hmm. but making decisions on as a forum level is actually the municipality's representatives, usually either the mayors or the mayor's representatives, elected officials, and the county. So we have an interesting group of about 18 different individuals who not only represent their own hometown, but they're also representing the region in type of planning. So, and I think what you hit the key part is how transportation impacts so many different things. And the east-west corridor has always been an issue for the forum. New Jersey's spine is north to south.
So we have about 25 eligible municipalities in the Central Jersey region that are all touching the US 1 corridor in one way or another, and 18 at this point are active voting members that come around the table for those 3 to 4 meetings a year to talk about transportation planning issues.
What kind of accomplishments have you done over the years now? There's things that I know the forum has been very active in so many different ways, but there's actual positive things that have come out of this forum that maybe have an impact on people.
Yeah. So over the last decade, back in 2010, the NJDOT, the Department of Transportation here in the state of New Jersey, sponsored a study for Central Jersey region called the Route 1 Regional Growth Strategy. And the past 10 years have really been focused on being an implementation arm for that strategy. So we've created some municipal tools for smart growth implementation in the Central Jersey region. And the chair of the forum, actually have done a roadshow in many of the municipalities within the region to talk about some of those smart growth tools and best practices that are at the disposal of municipal planners and leadership to do smart growth and centers-based planning in their municipalities.
Well, the object of the roadshow was a simple way of expressing what you call smart growth, which is one of those another one of those internal words that we use, but it has to do with the sense of place in terms of developing a complete street strategy for biking and walking and making it downtown much more user friendly for the people. And at the same time, by making these smart growth moves, they're also increasing the viability of transportation and movement within the county and within the region, which is what regional planning is all about.
That's right. It makes it so that transportation infrastructure is accessible for all people in all modes, and it centers focused. So having a downtown and focusing your transportation in and through that area is something that all of the municipalities that are participating in the forum have committed to. They've all made some form of smart growth resolution since we've done that roadshow. And we also have a best practices booklet that we created and posted to our website as well.
Well, I think thanks to planning and thanks to the initiatives that's being done on so many different levels, we're actually starting to see some of these changes occurring in our own communities. I mean, you're already seeing legislation being passed about electric bicycles usage now. You're seeing things that are happening that nobody talked about before. And obviously, commitments to mass transit is going to be a critical part as we go forward. So I guess it gives you a little bit of a crystal ball here, Jackie, okay? If you're a planner and you're looking for a future, you see something that the initiatives at the CJTF, the Central Jersey Transportation Forum, can be working on and looking at, because I know we have some major discussions about where we can go next.
Yeah, so about a year or two ago, we, as a forum and its voting membership, did a strategic planning exercise. We had a facilitated workshop and some follow-up meetings to outline a plan of what the priorities are going to be moving forward. And the voting membership outlined 3 main areas that they wanted to focus on. One was regional planning support, where we implement coordinated land use and transportation plans across municipal boundaries. Another is information exchange, so that we can connect and convene membership and also be a resource for organizations in the region that are focused on planning and transportation but aren't voting members. And also education and resources by providing programming and resources to elevate the understanding of critical transportation issues and provide opportunities for funding for municipalities and other transportation planning organizations in the area. So we have a couple of specific projects that we're working on in those areas. In terms of regional planning support, we've always drafted letters on pertinent statewide legislation, and we will continue to do that where it benefits land use improvements and transit access in central New Jersey. In terms of information exchange, we're actively working on a new website for the Central Jersey Transportation Forum. all of the information that had to do with the forum was currently hosted on DVRPC's website, and the membership through the strategic planning exercise decided that because it is sponsored and facilitated by two MPOs, DVRPC and North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority, they wanted to have their own place to live on the Internet of Things. So we're creating materials and a space for that. And then in terms of education and resources, we're hopefully going to be compiling and summarizing some of the studies about east-west access in the region that have been done over the past decade or so, and can hopefully continue to be an implementation arm in that area.
Well, that's always been an issue in New Jersey, especially, is the imaginary lines created by the boundaries of all these municipalities, created perhaps by farmers fighting in the field 150 years ago and decided to create another town. And we have these boundaries that sometimes don't communicate with each other about what's happening. You're going to see a warehouse go on one side of the street, and the other side of the street is a park. And it's regional planning is at least communicate, make sure these towns talk to each other, let them know that what's going to be good for one town should impact the goodness or the badness of another town. So I think the regional plan concept and the Central Jersey Transportation Forum, which has been swimming upstream for so many years trying to get these things done because you have these kind of conflicts going on, I think it's great that we have this communication tool. I think that's the important part. And I'm glad you're here today to talk about the entire tools that we're working on and try and take it next level. We're going to go in the next segment. We're going to break it down on a county-by-county level to see how the counties can work not only within their own counties but how they can work outside their counties to do a regional plan. So we'll take a little bit of a break now, and when we come back, we'll be introducing our planners from the counties.
Think it's safe to text or talk on your cell phone while you drive? No way, no how, not ever. Nearly 6,000 people died last year from distracted driving, so forget the phone and mind the road. Learn more about distracted driving at KMM.org or call Keep Middlesex Moving at 732-745-4465. That's KMM.org, funded by the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration, which assume no liability for its contents.
Don't let a little stab come between you and the WCTC talk you love. Listen live to WCTC on your mobile or any Alexa-enabled device. Or log on to WCTCAM.com and listen for free right on your computer. Just because you're not in Middlesex, Somerset, or Union counties doesn't mean you can't hear WCTC. Connect with WCTC from anywhere for the best in local and national talk. Rutgers football and basketball, Somerset Patriots baseball, and your favorite WCTC shows.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you liking Keep Middlesex Moving on Facebook, following them on Twitter, and safely snapping pictures of your commute on Instagram? Connect with KMM online and find out what everyone is talking about. Download the free NJ Traffic app, register for a carpool, get your New Jersey Transit bus and transit info, and access to their fantastic giveaway programs. To connect with KMM online, log on to KMM.org and click on the Facebook and Twitter icon, funded by the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration, which assume no liability for its contents.
Traveling down the turnpike, heading for the shore. I thought just then occurred.
Welcome back to Mobility Matters. Today you're here with our planning directors from Middlesex, Mercer, and Somerset County, and with Jackie Davis, the Senior Planner for Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission. George Boriti is the Director of Planning for Middlesex County. Matthew Lawson is the Principal Planner for Transportation in Mercer County. And Walter Lane is the Director of Planning Department for Public Works and Planning Division of Somerset County. I'm your host, Bill Neary, from Keep Middlesex Moving. I want to thank you again for joining us today. Our next guest is going to be George Verbavides. George has over five decades' experience watching Middlesex grow and develop in so many different ways. And as Director of Planning for the county, George, you've seen the changes. You see the things that are happening. You know how, as a planner, things are going to continue to change. So what do you think are some of the major regional issues we face here in Middlesex County?
Bill, first of all, I thank you for the opportunity to come to this session to talk about regional planning. It is so key to everything that we're doing today in our area. One of the major problem I think all of us will face today in regional planning is transportation. In Middlesex County, some years ago when we had population, say, around 460,000 people, we're now up to close to 900,000. And that is creating a tremendous impact on our transportation system. And we're trying to work with the agencies, with the surrounding counties, Somerset, Mercer, Union. We're very much involved in the regional agencies, as Jackie pointed out. But our limitations are huge. And we're following the County Enabling Act, where we're allowed to, first of all, do a comprehensive plan for the county. That's key. And in the meantime, in trying to develop the plans for under the comprehensive plan, we're limited. Counties are limited to storm drainage facilities that affect county roads and, of course, traffic that affects county roads. When it comes to traffic, we have other agencies that we have to respond to. We have the New Jersey Department of Transportation, Turnpike Authority, Garden State Parkway Authority. We also have the main lines of New Jersey Transit, Northeast Corridor, the Raritan Valley Line, as well as the North Jersey Coastline. All these impact the county in every way possible. And with these facilities located in Middlesex County, it's been a tremendous influence with development coming into our area. And how we are meeting that development is something that we feel we've got to work with everybody. And this is where I feel very strongly we got to create a very strong rapport with our municipalities. Now, back when the state plan was being first conceived, they came to the counties and asked us to work with our municipalities. It was through the process of cross-acceptance. And one of the major issues that came up in those discussions was transportation and the needs for getting people to and from their jobs, to and from recreation, and other areas of importance to individuals. Today, the problem has gotten so acute in our county that we're looking at how we can try to overcome that issue. Now, back many years ago, we developed plans, and I wish that some of those plans were implemented today. I'm thinking about the 95s. I'm thinking about the Route 92. Those would have been tremendous assets to this region, not only in our county but in our adjacent counties. But transportation certainly has been a key. In a recent survey that the county undertook under its 2040 comprehensive plan, which you heard about in previous discussions, the key point that was being brought out by the survey was transportation. I'm not talking potholes. I'm talking about moving people to their places of work and recreation and jobs and so forth. And this has become a very, very important issue.
And George, while we're learning this, we're also learning how it's going to be virtually impossible to build our way out of congestion. And I think that's a key element we're looking into the future. With 900,000 people in Middlesex County, we're bigger than Pittsburgh and Cincinnati combined. And I don't think people realize the type of population we're facing and that kind of growth. We just can't keep adding roads, road size to make it bigger, to make traffic go better. It doesn't really necessarily work.
I think what's also putting a lot of pressure on the county's bill in this area are the three major regional agencies in the state, the Meadowlands, the Highlands, and the Pinelands Commission. Now, when you look at those three agencies, they take up a good part of the state. And that part of the state that's not pretty much governed by these agencies is the central part of New Jersey. And that's part of Somerset, Mercer, and also Middlesex. And that's where the development's taking place.
But it's interesting that those places you're talking about are basically regional plans.
That is correct. But again, I feel that the rapport, as you pointed out before, on local municipality and local cooperation, that to me is key. We've got to get the municipalities to work together with the counties in order that we can accomplish what needs to be done here to meet the demands of transportation.
We have 25 municipalities in Middlesex County.
That's correct.
And of the 25 municipalities, they range in size from 100,000 plus to 2,000 or less. And I think the local communities are willing to work together on purchasing and shared services. School systems will hold a lot of issue. Property taxes impact and everything else. But the sense of place that people have is important. The house that you live in and the town that you live in has a certain identity in New Jersey that's different in most of the counties or most of the country. And the rest of the country, people look at the place in a different way. So I think you're right about the cooperation that's necessary. I'm not sure it's definitely something that we couldn't do with more planning, because that seems to be the issue. It's not necessarily the police department's a problem. It's the problem is going to be the how we can communicate our neighbors, talk to each other to do this regional plan. And I think that's what you're talking about, George. The regional plan that we started talking with Jackie about is how we can advance some of these issues. So I think there's things that we can do with bureaucracy and the federal funding that maybe should be something we look at also, or a state funding, some type of directions that we can change from a state level with the carrots and stick approach. How does that seem to work with Middlesex County?
Well, we try to work very closely with our source of information and a source of funding, which, of course, is our MPOs. And the issue that I find there is the time it takes in order to gain a lot of the funding. And if somehow we can streamline the steps in order to gain that funding, it would be a tremendous asset to the counties. I'm finding that a lot of the effort in gaining those funds is administrative, and it's taking away a lot of our people from planning to do the administrative work. But overall, I think it's an asset. It's a source of funding for the counties. And, of course, it's the challenge of trying to get these projects implemented in terms of the steps we have to meet in order to gain the funding for those projects. On the average, I would say it may take 10 years for a project to be implemented from its initial request and plan.
Well, since we're part of the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority, I guess it's important to look at the structure of that also. The decisions you're talking about for funding and those type of things, although it may take some time to do that, the actual decision makers in that of the board, which is represented by each county, the 13 counties and the major cities in the region. So you actually have local representation who they're fighting for these funds and the limited supply of money that we have coming in. But at least we know that there's a basis for representation that could happen on a local level. It's just unfortunate sometimes the time it takes. You're right. That red tape is always something that strangles. So I think in the future now, when you're looking into how regional planning could work, you like that Meadowlands, Highlands type of regional plan. Do you think it's possible our forum could be able to do a lot more work in terms of coordinating our efforts? Because we're doing a lot now. It's like always a lot of issues on home rule that we have to face.
I feel the forum has certainly served a purpose in the process, but by bringing the counties and the municipalities together under a common issue, which, of course, in this area is transportation. And, of course, one of the major issues that we have is the east-west movement of traffic through our area. And as you pointed out before, I just always felt in the process, if we could just pick one or two key projects that we can target and try to see and get it to implementation, I think that could be a tremendous asset to the value of the forum, and it would show the purpose and bring out the purpose why we're there. I know initially in the forum we had the Route 1 Penn's Neck area problem, Alexander Road Route 1 and also Harrison Street Route 1. And I just felt if we could have sort of played that along and targeted our effort there with the municipalities and the mayors involved. I know there is a mayor's forum, and it's very important that they apply the pressure where pressure has to be given. And I think that could have been a tremendous asset. If we could just pick one or two projects and just see them implemented, that would, I think, would be a tremendous benefit to the forum.
But I think you point out exactly the conflict here. We have the asset if the mayors are all working together, but the Route 92 project was killed because of home rule more than anything else. It was the discussions by different municipalities who didn't want a limited access highway going through their community. And that's the type of solutions that could have been provided that the forum actually spent a long time working on that just couldn't work because home rule kind of interfered with the regional plan. So I think those are the kind of issues that the forum does have a discussion. I think Matt Lawson had discussed in the past about the forum is a forum. It really is an opportunity for discussion and dialogue. It's not just a meeting place only. And I think that's important that we're looking into these kind of conversations. So maybe as we continue the conversations and dialogue, our municipalities are going to buy into this a little bit better and a little bit more. One of the things we worked on, though, which you talked about, was mass transit. If we're going to be looking at one subject, the forum did a lot of work with New Jersey Transit and got a lot of support to design the BRT run. This BRT is being discussed throughout Middlesex County and along the Route 1 corridor. So maybe that is part of the future that we can continue to advance those ideas.
Well, we've got to continue with that subject. We can't just put it to the side because of problems that come up within the municipalities or come up with the state, of course, funding is the key in the whole process. But, yes, I think that is an alternative that needs to be looked at very, very seriously and working with the municipalities and the counties in the forum. That's very key.
Well, I think that's what we'll continue doing, George. We kind of work with the forum to try and get this communication going. So we're going to be taking another little break, and we'll be coming back and talk about other counties and other issues. Thank you, George, for all your service with Middlesex County all those years.
Thank you.
Pedestrians and motorists share the responsibility of keeping our roadways safe. Pedestrians must obey all signs and signals and use marked crosswalks, or they can be ticketed and fined. Motorists in New Jersey must stop and stay stopped for pedestrians in marked crosswalks. Failure to do so can result in motor vehicle points, fines, insurance surcharges, and community service. Remember, pedestrian safety is a shared responsibility.
Brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Join New Jersey General Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin for Speak to the Speaker on WCTC, the second Friday of every month at 9 a.m. Speaker Coughlin discusses issues of critical interest to Central New Jersey, as well as the latest goings-on in Trenton politics and all of New Jersey. Only on 1450 WCTC. And WCTCAM.com.
Speak to the Speaker is presented by Hackensack Meridian Health, JFK Medical Center. Life years ahead.
Think it's safe to text or talk on your cell phone while you drive? No way, no how, not ever. Nearly 6,000 people died last year from distracted driving, so forget the phone and mind the road. Learn more about distracted driving at KMM.org or call Keep Middlesex Moving at 732-745-4465. That's KMM.org, funded by the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration, which assume no liability for its contents.
Traveling down the turnpike, heading for the shore.
Welcome back to Mobility Matters. We're here today to talk about Central Jersey Transportation Forum and its regional planning. We have Jacqueline Davis, the senior planner from Delaware Valley Regional Planning Commission, George Berberides, the director of Office and County Planning Department for Middlesex County, Matt Lawson, from principal planner for transportation for Mercer County, and Walt Lane, the director of Planning Department for Public Works and Planning for Division in Somerset County. I'm Bill Neary from Keep Middlesex Moving. I'm your host. I want to thank you for joining us today. Our guest now is Matt Lawson, who's a principal planner in transportation in Mercer County. Matt, you're a very active member of our forum. We appreciate all the work you're doing over there. But I think as you're looking at this region and the Metropolitan Planning Organizations, the MPOs, have been looking at data and demographics for the region and how this congestion is going to impact us. Route 1 is not a stagnant. It's not what it's never been the same. It keeps changing. Traffic patterns change. Demographics change. I remember traffic circles up and down Route 1 when I was a child. They're gone. The overpasses have replaced them. So there's going to be changes happening now. When you look at the demographic changes and the type of job changes that people are going to be doing and lifestyle changes in the future and aging population, what does that tell us?
Those are some really big questions, Bill.
Well, you've got almost 10 minutes, Matt.
Okay, 10 minutes. What does that tell us? There's a whole bunch of changes that are happening that you've talked about, I know, on this show in the past, and we'll talk about in future airings of the show. Automated vehicles, the transportation networking companies, Uber and Lyft and microtransit. These things are going to be transforming how people get around. Complete streets policies. The New Jersey Department of Transportation was a pioneer nationally in promulgating a complete streets policy of its own. Counties and municipalities across the state have adopted them. And basically the principle is to make all of our roads, to the extent that it's a limited access highway, is limited for a purpose. But to the extent possible, to make all of our roads available and useful for all user and all users in all modes. So transit, biking, walking, scooters, maybe.
We'll see.
And I think all three counties here are working on those efforts on implementing complete streets where possible. It can be very expensive to do on our very narrow roads. It's unclear a bit right now how TNCs, Uber and Lyft, and automated vehicles are going to transform transportation. And that makes it hard as a planner because we don't know quite what to plan for.
Well, I think the question that was asked is an interesting question about autonomous vehicles. Mm-hmm. Are autonomous vehicles going to reduce traffic congestion or is it going to increase traffic congestion? You really don't know the usage of these vehicles and how they're going to be used.
I think what's clear is that people are still going to want to get to their jobs and people are still going to want to get to the grocery store, even though people are going to be having their Peapod deliveries of groceries in the afternoon, Whole Foods deliveries in the afternoon. I think we need to think about those things. A lot of those things are curb space. I'm not sure, you know, I'm agnostic about whether we're going to have a massive influx of new traffic because of automated vehicles or, you know, to me, the best predictor of tomorrow is today. And what we have today is we have congestion that's growing on our roads because people are making longer commute trips. They're traveling at different times of the day. And as transportation agencies, we have to accommodate those facts. It's tied to land use. It's tied to these home rule issues where towns want to make beautiful places to live for their residents. That's exactly what they should be doing. And we need, as counties, the state transportation department, we need to do what we can to support those efforts of our towns.
Well, one of the issues we discussed about in terms of workforce, the workforce or the opportunity for jobs has changed dramatically. There are people it's no longer a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday job, and it's no longer going to be accessible only from your office. You can be working from home or you can be working remotely and be traveling a couple hours and get your job done. If you're an autonomous vehicle, your office may be your car.
Bill, one of the guests you've had on a couple of times is Catherine Kish from Einstein's Alley, and she's been working a lot on what's happening to the workforce and what will happen to the workforce. And I think that more than autonomous vehicles, the potential of working from home, and frankly, robots and computers are going to put people out of work. And so there is very likely to be less travel on the road during commute hours because there's going to be fewer people working.
But at the same time, the people who are retired who can no longer drive can now get in their vehicle and send
or put the six-year-old in the autonomous vehicle to go to school.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
While they take another trip.
And I think you're talking about the TNCs or what we call the Uber Lyft world. I also believe based upon their financial projections and losing money with a great idea, there might be a whole lot of different kind of mini Ubers and mini Lyfts that's going to change the way we look at things. Already, we know with access to medical care, the hospitals are working on different programs to try and develop that kind of thing. So people for work, our cars sit over 90% of the time right now. So they're saying in the future we may not even own a car. We'll subscribe to a car service, and a car will come and get us.
So Bill, what that may suggest is that there's going to be 90% fewer cars.
There's your agnosticism again.
Yes. I mean, if the cars are sitting still 90% of the time as they are now, then we're going to need fewer parking spaces. We can do that center-based growth that is going to be a more efficient use of our land and a better walking environment for people, a better retail environment for people. Because we won't need the downtown parking. We won't need as much street space.
Well, even downtown parking will increase by about 60% because the cars can – autonomous vehicles don't need to have the doors open. They can park side by side an inch away, you know.
Right.
And so that's why we're talking about future transportation things. But at the same time, we're facing the reality that George pointed out, about 900,000 people living in Middlesex County. Mercer County and Somerset's not shrinking either. They're both growing communities. Right. And we have to look at how those kind of changes – beyond the vehicle itself is going to impact our lifestyles. So there's things you're working on in Mercer County, I know. George brought up Penn's Neck and brought up Harrison Street. They're all issues that you're facing in Mercer County.
Mm-hmm.
And Route 1 is your corridor.
Right. Well, it's all of our corridors, really.
Yeah, it affects the counties.
Yes. It connects the counties and the east-west connections. Route 92, George has mentioned, but I think that's going to be one of those acronyms that most people – listening won't understand at all. This was to be an east-west extension of the turnpike from around exit 8A over to Route 206 and providing a cross-county, cross-facility, cross-highway connection between those two major facilities and taking traffic off the local roads. We've got to figure out ways to move people without that major interstate connection. And transit is you know, oh, I hope transit is the way to go, because if tomorrow is predicted by today, we need to be able to provide a way for people to get out of their cars.
Well, technology is also going to change the way we measure traffic patterns, with traffic lights and traffic signals being changed different ways. So right. There's ways that we're going to use technology beyond the autonomous vehicle that may have an impact on traffic flow. I mean, if we go back to the traffic circles on Route 1 we talked about before, traffic circles were the future in 1930.
Right.
And then as traffic congestion increased and increased and increased, it didn't work as well as it should. So they had to eliminate them and put in the overpasses and underpasses.
And the jug handles.
I always love that about New Jersey. If you tell people if you're in New Jersey and you want to go left, just turn right. It's easy. It makes sense. So it's the future that we're looking at, and how the regional plan working together with the three counties I think would be an important part. So thank you, Matt. I think your work in Mercer County and with the forum is certainly appreciated. We're going to take one of our final breaks now, and we'll be back in a second. Thank you.
Are you liking Keep Middlesex Moving on Facebook, following them on Twitter, and safely snapping pictures of your commute on Instagram? Connect with KMM online and find out what everyone is talking about. Download the free NJ Traffic app, register for a carpool, get your New Jersey Transit bus and transit info, and access to their fantastic giveaway programs. To connect with KMM online, log on to KMM.org and click on the Facebook and Twitter icon, funded by the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority and the Federal Highway Administration, which assume no liability for its contents.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pedestrians and motorists share the responsibility of keeping our roadways safe. Pedestrians must obey all signs and signals and use marked crosswalks, or they can be ticketed and fined. Motorists in New Jersey must stop and stay stopped for pedestrians in marked crosswalks. Failure to do so can result in motor vehicle points, fines, insurance surcharges, and community service. Remember, pedestrian safety is a shared responsibility.
Brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety.
The new Talk Radio 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey. Ask the Doctor with Dr. Derek DeSilva.
Hello, I'm Dr. Derek DeSilva, host of Ask the Doctor. It's been 20 years for me right here on WCTC, and we've shared lots of great times together. I will continue to update you on the latest news from the world of medicine. So join me Saturday mornings right here.
The new Talk Radio 1450 WCTC, the voice of Central Jersey.
Traveling down the turnpike, heading for the shore.
Welcome back to Mobility Matters. Thank you for joining us today. Today's our guest talking about regional plans for Middlesex, Mercer, and Somerset County. We have our guest, Jackie Davis, from our senior planner from the Delaware Valley Regional Planning Authority Commission. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jack. George Verbavides, the director of Office of County Planning for Middlesex County. Matt Lawson, the principal planner for transportation in Mercer County, and our next guest, Walter Lane, is the director of planning department for public works and planning division for Somerset County. Walter, thank you for joining us today. Once again, another excellent participant to the Central Jersey Transportation Forum. One of the things in Somerset County we see happening is the redevelopment that's occurring. I mean, when you look at some of the older towns like Somerville, how they've changed their way they're looking at things. We see changes in planning in terms of what's happening in terms of retail development. So communities in Mercer County, Somerset, and Middlesex County are looking at shopping centers that no longer are viable shopping venues because of changes with the delivery services and everything else. So tell us some of the things that are happening, I think, in Somerset County that could fit into our concept of regional plans and how sense of place can be accomplished.
Sure. Well, thank you again for letting me be part of this excellent panel to talk about regional planning and really the value that county planning can provide and regional planning can provide to our communities. So the county has a long history of regional planning efforts as well as supporting local planning efforts. In 2014, we developed our county investment framework, which was a consensus-based vision for the future of Somerset County, where we look to define where growth should occur and where preservation of open space, farmland, and historic resources should occur in concert with our towns and other planning partners like the Chamber of Commerce, which is the Somerset County Business Partnership, RideWise, our version of Keep Middlesex Moving, as well as a whole host of other stakeholders throughout the county. And it was a consensus-based approach which identified a map so we have priority growth investment areas, areas that already have infrastructure in place, mass transit, highway infrastructure, as well as jobs and centers of activity. And those are really based on the state development and redevelopment plan, as well as county plans, as well as local plans. So through that process, a very long process, we were able to come to consensus for really a tactical alignment of where investment should occur in the county. And part of those efforts, we received funding from the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority for a series of grants to undertake what we call our supporting priority investment in Somerset County. And that effort looked at how we could work with our towns on identified growth areas and look at redevelopment opportunities and give them some different planning scenarios as well as transportation improvements that could spur development or reuse of property. So we looked at places ranging from the AT&T campus at Bedminster Township to the planned Hillsborough Town Center, development opportunities along Route 22 in several of our communities, reuse of some vacant or underutilized corporate office centers, and came up with mixed-use development plans with a couple of transportation improvements that the towns have – a lot of the towns, I'm proud to say, have taken and updated their zoning ordinances, their master plan based on some of the county work. And now those sites are moving forward. There's a lot of redevelopment going on in Somerville, for example. There's the redevelopment of the former Santa Fe campus in Bridgewater Township that is going on, redevelopment along Route 22, reinvention of office parks throughout the county. And the county had a role in helping support those local planning efforts to achieve that.
Well, I think it's great what you're saying is redevelopment. We cannot stop development totally, but if we can redevelop, we can also continue growth and preserve some of the important parts you're talking about, keeping the Garden State Garden.
Correct.
And keeping transportation centers, transit-oriented, so we have an opportunity to really reduce traffic congestion by increasing livability within these areas. I think it's an interesting approach. It's a carrots and stick that Somerset County is using. You're not necessarily telling the towns what to do, but by getting everybody together, they're kind of agreeing it's a good thing to do.
Absolutely. When we work with our towns, it's a collaborative effort. We're not dictating what they should be doing. We give them strategies, and ultimately what is in our final reports for all those efforts are consensus-based, and the towns have approved those concepts. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had the success that we've had. It's really a partnership. What our brand in Somerset County, our brand logo, is making vibrant connections, and that really was what we tried to do. We connect with our towns. We connect with state planning agencies, NJTPA, North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority, NJ, the Department of Transportation, NJ Transit. We partnered with Rutgers University as well to bring some additional resources in through the Blaustein School to help move our projects along. We partner with RideWise, the Somerset County Business Partnership. And I'm probably missing a whole lot of other partners that were involved in these processes, but it really is a group effort to move forward.
Well, I think that's the concept of collaboration that we're trying to do at the forum also, mm-hmm. is to look beyond one county and have the three counties in central New Jersey. As undefined as central New Jersey is, we know it's here, mm-hmm. and we know what we have to look into the future. So I think Somerset County might understand the redevelopment process. And you're finding that abandoned shopping centers are no good for anybody. You're finding that office parks may not be the future. We talked out with Matt about how these office complexes are not necessarily going to be the future. So I think it's a part of the efforts that we look in planning. That's the crystal ball you gentlemen are working on, and Jackie. She's not directly involved with the county work, but all you people can look into those crystal balls and try to figure it out where we're going to go.
And we're very pragmatic about our approach to these planning efforts. We give the town several different scenarios of how those sites could be reused. And we also did, as part of that, a market analysis to make sure that it wasn't a pie-in-the-sky, very aspirational recommendation. It was really to make sure that the recommendations could move forward in implementation. If we don't have things that can move forward, then we're not really providing value to our communities. If it's just a plan that sits on the shelf and no one uses, it's really not worth the effort. So we've been priding ourselves on finding projects that can be implemented and are realistic to move forward. And I think we've had good track record of some success getting other grants to further some of the work the county's done, the municipalities have gotten like an example, we looked in the borough of Manville and worked with them on recreating the Lost Valley, which if everyone knows, there's a lot of flooding in there. There's been some buyouts and how to change that that area of the town as they've done the buyouts into more of an asset, you know, for a nature park. We looked at how that could be linked to the Raritan River Greenway and the DNR Canal towpath. And the borough just recently received an $800,000 Transportation Alternatives Program grant to implement that plan. I mean, it wasn't the county that was the driving force. We were a partner in that effort, but able to be part of these joint regional planning efforts elevated that project, which I think gave them a competitive advantage for receiving funding.
Well, I think that shows exactly. Manville might be an example of how things change. Mm-hmm. I remember Manville as a child was where you walked the streets and it was snowing asbestos. That was what Manville was all about. And that was their economy. That's what the people lived there, the basis, until we find out what asbestos can do. And now all of a sudden that major employer and major work disappeared. Mm-hmm. The town still survives. The town still – now it's thriving in a different direction.
Correct.
It's doing a whole different way of looking at things and still making a great place for people to live. So I think it's tremendous that we can do those type of plans. It's difficult sometimes on a local level. I remember there's like in our town in East Brunswick where I live, people will say, what are we allowing another bank for? Why are we building another bank? Well, the question is – the town, the government does not build the bank. The planners have to look at what fits into the zone, and then the individual investment has to come from private enterprise. And I said that's one of the complications we run into a lot. So I think as we're going for the last few minutes, I think it's important that this dialogue that we go between our counties continues, that we work on. So you can see ways that you guys can do things together with the forum. I'm going to open it up for you to try and come up with suggestions and ideas and maybe how the forum can proceed in the future.
I was just going to add one of the projects we're working on is another project funded by a grant from the North Jersey Transportation Planning Authority, our Walk, Bike, Hike Somerset County study. That's looking at how we can use the county road network and the county greenways and trails to create a seamless system to provide mobility throughout the county. But as part of that project, we have a steering committee guiding this effort, but we have representatives from Mercer County and Middlesex County on that because we're looking at how we not only link Somerset County internally, but how do we link to our outside agencies. So one of the projects is looking at how we can connect the Raritan River Greenway to Duke Farms in Somerset County, Duke Farms to the Saraline Mountain Preserve, which encompasses both Somerset, Mercer, and Hunterdon counties, and then looking how we can link from the Saraline Mountain Preserve to the Lawrence Hopewell Trail System, creating a truly regional trail system greenway. And that's just an example of how counties can work together to provide not only local improvements but also regional improvements.
Bill, one area where I think the DVRPC could be of tremendous assistance to us and the Central Jersey Forum is in the area of planning for the future, because I find, frankly, our primary purpose, of course, at the counties, according to the Enabling Act, is to develop the comprehensive plan. We're in the process now of doing a 2040 plan at the present time. We call it Destination 2040. My concern has always been, and I always bring this up with the staff, and I think this is where Central Forum can be of tremendous assistance. The bridge between today, 2019, and in a case in our area, 2040, that to me is something that's got to be looked at very, very carefully. If we do not build that bridge, we're not going to reach 2040. And this is where I feel Central Jersey Forum and agencies like it, NJTPA, the DVRPC, can be a tremendous assistance, because we are looking at local projects that would help us build that bridge to get to 2040 and future planning in our area. So I really am very strongly feel that that's got to be done. We got to look at what projects today we need to accomplish. Yes, we can talk about electric vehicles. We can talk about the future things that we're talking that we brought up at this around this table discussion. But I feel that we've got to look at what we can do today on those individual projects that will lead us to the future. And this is where I think Central Forum can play a big part.
Well, I think, George, you point out an important part. The Middlesex County Destination 2040, seems so far away. Y2K doesn't seem too far back, okay? And that's the same amount of time. So, Matt, you wanted to add about the questions on the forum and how the things George is adding about where we can work together?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of opportunities to work together. And I think one of the things that I hold DVRPC in very high regard for is their systemic analysis that allows us to identify where we should do projects and not just respond to the squeaky wheel, not just respond to the politician who says, I need my road paved or I need my road widened. The other thing DVRPC is doing to what George mentioned about the forces of the future is a future forces task group, a wide-ranging group of professionals and thinkers and industry leaders trying to discern what those future forces are going to be, what's going to be the impact of changes in the labor force, of autonomous vehicles, and how do we plan for it on a regional level. So I think DVRPC is doing great work. I think the thing – I completely agree with what George is saying about getting down to individual projects. And the work of both MPOs in doing the transportation demand modeling that they must do under federal law, this is going to help us get there. I'm all for working on projects. For me, that east-west transit route, mixing going from Monmouth County across the top of Mercer County and deep into Somerset is a very high priority for me, and I think it's a worthy task for the forum to work on. All three counties are working on bicycle and pedestrian plans. We need to, as Walter says, we need to make those connections. So there's lots of stuff that we can work on, and I look forward to working on it with the forum.
Well, the bicycle and walking plans that we're talking about are actually the demographic changes also that the private enterprise is also looking at also. I mean, the livability of those type of things. Since the demographic changes, we know that the younger people today don't dream of having a car to get stuck in traffic, pay high insurance, and have the headaches of traffic congestion. They would rather have a place that they can get away from traffic and get away from the cars. So I think we see those kind of changes. If we can put together the trail routes that you're talking about, it's going to increase not only mobility, it's going to increase lifestyles. And I think they're the type of things that we have to work on.
Yes. Well, if I may, just I think there's
– Go ahead, George.
I think there's another thing that we got to think about too, and that's the direction that planning is taking, which is being forced upon us by things happening out there. And I'm referring to flooding, hurricanes, earthquakes, tornadoes that we're beginning to witness in this area. And I think we got to think about establishing resiliency plans to meet these demands, because I think the direction of planning is in this area. And that's where I think all of us have got to come together and work together in developing these resiliency plans.
I agree with you.
It brings in the emergency agencies, and it brings in evacuation plans, the whole bit.
And I want to thank Matt for the plug about the Future Forces work that DVRPC is doing. That's part of a scenario planning process that feeds into our long-range plan. That's what we need to do to plan out. We already have our 2045 plan, and we're currently working on our 2050. And JTPA, our counterpart to the north, is doing the same. So we have those transportation, capital operations, bike ped improvement projects in the pipeline.
And the resiliency that George is talking about.
And the resiliency that George is talking about in the pipeline. And that's really the service that we hope we can provide by coordinating in Central Jersey between the two.
Well, I thank you, all you planners, for joining us today. Our producer, Christina Fall, is telling me we're pretty much out of time. We're going to be doing that next week. We're going to be discussing the shows about importance of New Jersey Transit to our economic development and the Gateway Tunnel Project, which I think is important that we look at in the future. So as a planners, we got to plan for the future, but at the same time, we got to understand today's problems are something that we have to address. And the issues that we're addressing today at the forum and with the planning, the metropolitan planning organizations, I think we're in great shape to do that. So I want to thank you all for joining us today. It's been a great show. Thank you.
Thanks
for having us.